Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Ah, yes, the show that is brave enough to talk grimace. That is Rabot and Co. here, ESPN 680, 105.7. Efforting Jay Davis for his usual spot with us on Thursday here on ESPN 680, 105.7. He's Zach Cantrell. Again, I'm Louis Rabot at Radio Louis on Twitter. You can find me there. You can find the station at ESPN 680. Make sure you check out Soccer City tonight. After round 83-6, we'll have 6 o'clock start time for Benton and Soccer City on 680-1057. Again, Wing Zone bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios. Lots of deals on the website. Interesting stuff going on over there. If you ever need, especially just picking up dinner for your family, whatever it might be, wingzone.com, 3 spots in Louisville. Should be pretty easy for you to find one near your house. PGA Championship, we'll have all of that. Louisville baseball is in Chapel Hill this weekend, 5:50 start time on Friday, 1:50 on Saturday, 12:50 on Sunday. All three of those games, Sean Moth on the call for you there on 93.9 as well. Knicks Pacers, 7 o'clock on ESPN, or on 680-1057 as well. So yeah, no, just a bunch of good stuff going on right now. We are talking cereal. On the show, Fruity Rings with a knockoff to Fruity Pebbles, to Fruit Loops, excuse me, bunch of cinnamon squares with a generic Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Trix was Circus Balls. I ate all that crap as a child. Wait a minute. Circus Balls was a thing? They marketed and sold a cereal called Circus Balls? I didn't know that. Wait a minute. Wait. Circus
Balls. Wow, I did not know that. You're just now telling me for the first time.
Hey, God. There it is. My goodness. What a terrible-looking cereal. I am so sorry that happened to you. Zach, I got to show you the picture of this. Hang on. This just looks like sad cereal. It says on the box. Okay, hang on. Zach, look at that box. How sad does that look? It's made by Golden.
No wonder they're out of business.
It's made by Golden Foods. Oh no, you can buy it online right now. It says,
wait, for real?
It says on the box, there's like a squirrel with a mohawk and a bad jean vest. This is fantastic. Thank you so much, Dexter. Golden Foods, affordable quality and nutrition. Immediately below that, it says artificially flavored. 12 vitamins and minerals. I have to order this now, right? Like, I have to buy this from this sketchy myshopify.com site, right? I'm scared to death of this, man. Texter, Cookie Crisp. Oh, Cookie Crisp was baller cereal too, man. Texter, check out the WWE New Day cereal. Oh, man. Texter, Tiger threw out the first plate at Waffle House. That's pretty funny. I like that. Hey, man.
Perkins, get it right.
Oh, it's Perkins, yeah. Did you see the, it was going around on IG, proximity to Waffle House by SEC campus?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I need on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, soccer balls. I love this stuff, too. People are sitting at their desks looking these things up alongside, man. Yeah. When your cereal comes in a big bag instead of a box. Oh, yeah, buddy. A Booberry. Oh, the ghost from Booberry! Oh, that's a good job, man. If Biscuit were in here right now, he'd be out of his mind. Mike from Life Cereal. Yeah, Mikey. Yeah, dude. He likes it. My play was not Life. It was Kix. Kix was my favorite. A little corn cereal. It was very, very good. Bootios. Oh, no, there's Bootios. Can't do Bootios. I'm going to go ahead and disagree with the texture. I think bag cereal has its place. I remember being broke in college. It has its place. It does. When you're broke in college, man, that's the play. That's the play. And whatever milk's on sale and about to expire, that's the play for sure. Those weren't great days, but man, I had to live it for sure. WWE Bootios breakfast. I can't even describe that picture because I don't want to lose this job. How about that? Texter, first text response I have ever received from 680. I'm glad it was this one. Oh, there you go, man. Yeah, yeah. No, you're good. I text a lot of people back on the text line, 437-9680. I try to do that. I code Rabone Co. Y'all are crushing today. The Cookie Crisp Burglar. Wait. There's a Cookie Crisp Burglar? What are we doing today? I love this. Yep. Oh! That's right. They had the cop. That's right. I forgot about this. Man, this is high-level stuff, Zach. I hope you're taking all of this in. Kix is nasty, sir, bam. We're trying to have a nice show here. Positive radio. Louis' parents didn't shop at Dollar General, LOL. I do. I've convinced my kids that's the toy store.
Oh, the Dollar General?
Yeah.
Well, it can be. It can be a lot of things.
It can be a lot of things. When I know the weather's about to stink and we're going to be stuck at the house, I take them up there and they get like $1 word search booklets and they get the new, like my 7-year-old gets, you know, the coloring books and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you go up there for $20 and they've got 10 hours of stuff. You know?
That's right.
The best. Texture, how do crunch berries affect the Dallas Cowboys? It's an important question. It is. It's an
important Very important.
Question. Crunch berries. What kind of cereal does Dak Prescott
eat? What cereal does Dak Prescott eat? That's what I want to know.
Malto meal.
See, if I were in the interview room, I wouldn't be asking about like cover two or picking up blitzes. It would be what kind of cereal do you eat? It's important.
Artificial chocolate chip flavor. I love when they have to put the word artificial on the front of their boxes. God, the Cookie Crisp.
I have questions when they put artificial in front of something.
Man. Texture, have you heard the Waffle House Index by FEMA? If a Waffle House is open with a full menu, they have power and gas, things aren't bad. If they have a limited menu, they may not have electricity, but they have gas. If they're closed, it's a disaster. I actually believe that. I actually believe that that's a real thing. It makes sense. Texture texting in King Vitamin cereal. Oh, no. King Vitamin. I've never even heard of this before, and I am looking at the pictures. It is available at Walmart. And there's an old... How do we feel about this guy, Zach? Randomly showing Zach my computer today. He's like a king wizard.
King Vitamin.
King Vitamin cereal made by Quaker.
See, that just sounds like a health, like a dietary cereal.
Man,
that's the cereal they put you on when you're trying to lose weight.
Good joke on the text line. Zach ate dingleberries. That's not. <never mind. laughs> I'm going to laugh if Jay Davis just forgot we have a show that we do together. He's probably like working and doing actual work. Yeah, that's him. Texture, Dak eats grape nuts. Is there a gross cereal that you like? Because I like grape nuts. I don't know why. Texture, when the milk is more expensive than the cereal, it's probably not a good sign. That was my life for a minute, man. It was. 3-4 years of that crap. Grad school was worse. Oh, the stuff that I ate in grad school. Woof. Oh, woof. Texture, I bet Circus Ball cereal comes with a slap bracelet inside. That's a great text. Friggin' Jay Davis. He's presented by our friends at Lana Sports. L-A-N-A Sports.com. All the ABA gear, all the basketballs, all the stuff. Jay, where the hell are you?
We're in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, which is pretty much the whole state. But, yeah, we had a little technical issue. What's going on?
There you go. We are talking breakfast cereals and the cartoon characters. I've gotten a solid 30 minutes of radio out of this. Do you have a top 5 favorite cartoon characters as they appear on cereal boxes? I will give you some of the options that have come so far. Obviously, right, things like the Cookie Crisp Crook, the Boo Berry Ghost, the Captain Crunch, Tony the Tiger, the Sugar Crisp Bear, the Honeycomb Bee, Count Chocula, many, many options. Obviously, there are many more than that. Do you have a top 3 or 5?
Frankenberry, the 3 dudes on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch box.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger is an obvious one.
Yep.
I haven't eaten some of these in so long.
I know. I know.
the honeybee.
Daddy, I need you to connect me.
There's so many good ones, dude. I asked the question, Jay. Yeah. Are we better at marketing cereal than anything else in this country?
Probably. Shout out to Beth Creek. I've been trying to teach my kids about the Oreo cereal, you know, where it's basically crumbled up Oreos.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even cereal. It's just sugar. You know, it's just diabetes.
That's pretty much. You got to get your foot chopped off after you eat a couple bowls. But there's so many good cereal options.
Is the cereal worth a foot? 437-9680. Oh, man. You know, no one's brought up the Cocoa Puffs bear. The Cocoa Puffs bird, excuse me. I don't even know what that guy's called. It's like a Roadrunner almost. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We forgot about Toucan Sam.
Yeah, Sugar Smacks Frog. Snap Crackle and Pop are goats too, right? The Trix Bunny. Oh yeah, we've been doing this for a half hour. I've got at least a Snap Crackle and Pop coming down. Yeah, no, at least 100 texts on this. Yeah, easily. So there you go. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll let Jay get settled on the phone here. We'll come back with the show. I am Louis Rabeau. This is Rabeau & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Bob up next. He'll get you through to 3 o'clock and, of course, roundtable until 6. We'll have Soccer City after that as well. Some other things going around happening at the station this Saturday. We're going to start picking up more of our MLB coverage. Orioles Diamondbacks at 3:30, and then, of course, Lou City is playing Orange County SC 715 here on our air 7:30. They'll kick that game off. Celtics Cavs will be Saturday night on 93.9 at 8 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jay Davis, and we'll get into our normal segment. Tons to talk about in the NBA playoffs. Do it next here, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Here on ESPN 680-1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Yes, the loony bird of Cocoa Puffs and the leprechaun of Lucky Charms. This is Rabeau & Co. here, ESPN 680-1057. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday. We got you till noon. Bobby V. And then, of course, Roundtable through 6 o'clock. Soccer City at 6 o'clock here. I'll be on the Happy Hour tonight. Horse Racing Happy Hour. Find us on Twitter at Horse Happy Hour. Sometime right after 7 o'clock, we'll do our recap. Mike and I have not talked Derby since we sat down. We should, frankly, have some news about the Preakness as well on that show, and we will talk to the folks at the Maryland Jockey Club and WBAL, Callie Francois, and all those folks tonight as well, getting you ready for that Preakness next week. I will be there, so we will do the show 10 to noon next Friday from there, and then we will do 11 to 1 on Saturday. Texter wants to know, Zach, which song was that you just played?
Everybody Wants You, Billy Squier.
How about that? I'll bring Jay Davis back in, presented by Lana Sports, L-A-N-A Sports.com. Family-owned business up there in Indianapolis, specializing in all of those things. ABA. Use ABA20 when you check out. Get 20% off your order. If you don't have that red, white, and blue basketball in your man cave, then I don't know what to tell you. Jay, welcome in. I am in love with this NBA playoffs. Are you having as much fun as I am?
Yeah, you know, the best thing about it for me right now is, once I saw, you know, first round, you think, all right, let's see if Kevin Durant, Ron James, the old guys can make one last run. You know, but after game one or game two, both of those series, I was just like, all right, let's just kind of usher out that old era and let the young guys have it. I think I made a post early last week about that on first gen. But, you know, seeing, like, particularly in the West, the best player on all four of the teams out West, either first team or second team all NBA this year. You know, Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, and Anthony Edwards. So, you know, just seeing the young guys kind of take the lead from, you know, the old vets has just been, like, so much fun. See, particularly with Anthony Edwards, my favorite player right now, just seeing, you know, how the Timberwolves are kind of taking on his personality. You know, because you don't see a lot with the best player, you know, being that young, him playing that hard on defense.
Yes.
You know, because you see a lot of guys like, you know, take Luka, for example, you know, where he's like, all right, I'm not going to play much defense. because I have to do so much on offense. Anthony Edwards is doing that. You know, Anthony Edwards is a pit bull on defense, and he's still averaging, you know, like 35 a game this series. So just seeing, you know, the younger guys kind of take over the league in an interesting time, you know, when the league's right, you know, when they're trying to negotiate these new rights deals, just seeing what's going on with the young guys has just been awesome the last couple weeks.
I've made the argument, Jay, that the best thing about the NBA is that there's always the next guy. There is always the next guy, and it doesn't fail. He might be Serbian. He might be an Anthony Edwards. I don't know. But there's always the next guy, and there's always the next team. Now, it used to be historically, Jay, in the NBA, that you had to break through the dominant team. Are we possibly seeing that right now with the Timberwolves breaking through the Nuggets?
You know, I was thinking about that. You know, there hasn't been a dominant team since the 2017 Warriors.
Okay.
There's been some very good teams, but, you know, Denver last year, not to take anything away from them, and I'm not trying to get on this train of that they're not that good, because they won the ring, they beat. But last year in the playoffs, they didn't beat a 50-win team. They beat a 7-seed, a 4, a 7, and an 8. And, you know, this year, just seeing how they didn't kind of – When people talk about great teams, you know, that are trying to turn into a dynasty, I'm thinking of, you know, how the Bulls, you know, in 91, where they won their title, and they come back, and it's almost like they're better. Denver didn't really pull away from anybody this year, even though Jokic is, you know, the best player in the league. He's got a third MVP, but, you know, there isn't a dominant team, and I just think they don't have a lot of depth. You know, they got a bunch of young guys on the bench that a lot of people at the start of the season thought would, you know, get minutes and grow as the season's gone along, and that just hasn't happened. So, but Minnesota, just what they've done these first couple games, particularly on defense, has been unbelievable.
Jay Davis with us here on Rabeau & Co. ESPN 680-1057, hanging out with Lana Sports, LANASports.com. Use that code ABA20 to get 20% off your get off your purchase. Someone's showing me their plus 5.5 on the Knicks at halftime last night. Yeah, no, that was a good bet last night. Do you make much of the Pacers protesting so many calls in New York, or are they just trying to make a point?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to make a point. But, like, Rick, I mean, I don't think they needed to do that. Rick Carlisle made his point when he said, I think, I can't remember if it was last night or after game one, where he don't expect to get a lot of calls in this building. And it should have just been left at that.
Right.
I know the Pacers are down 0-2. Last night was a little weird. You know, they build that big lead, Brunson goes out, and then he comes back in. And, you know, the Knicks obviously turn things around. But the Knicks are basically playing like 4.5, 5 guys. So they're Mitchell Robinson's hurt. They're not playing, you know, Deuce McBride much. Preston Chua gets a few minutes here and there. I don't know how much longer Josh Hart can play. You know, he's playing more than 48 minutes a game, and they've only had like one overtime game. And Brunson, you know, being as small as he is, taking the amount of, you know, shots he takes, I could see the Pacers kind of turn this around. But, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's got to be a little better. He was better last night. Pascal Siakam wasn't that good last night. They have 8 or 9 guys. You know, they should be trying to run the Knicks off the floor, but it just doesn't seem like that's, you know, happening, because, you know, I don't know what kind of conditioning program Tom Thibodeau runs, but, you know, whatever he's doing is working, because they're able to just make plays when they need to, even though they're only playing, like I said, 5 guys.
Zach asked me the question the other day. Do we get a first-time winner of the NBA championship this season? So, obviously, that includes the Pacers. All of their titles are in the ABA, the Thunder, and it also involves the Timberwolves. Two of those are in the Western Conference, and I think they'll be the Western Conference matchup, so they'll at least be in the final. The Pacers are up against it right now, 0-2 against the Knicks. I would not be surprised, though, Jay, if that series is 2-2 heading back to Madison Square Garden. Like, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Do you think one of those three teams ends up winning the title?
Mommy?
You know what? I think it could be Oklahoma City or Minnesota, because as good as Boston was in the regular season, every year with them, something happens to where, you know, remember, they were up 2-1 in the finals and kind of fell apart. They lose to that 8-seed Miami last year, you know, because Eric Spoelstra did, like, a masterful job coaching, implementing the zone on defense. And I think if Boston does get to the finals and they play Oklahoma City or Minnesota, I don't think Boston would have the best player in the series. Jason Tatum is really, really good. but I don't think he's as good as Shea Gilgeous Alexander, and I don't think he's as good as Anthony Edwards.
Wow.
And of those three, I think Anthony Edwards is the best leader of them. And I, you know, it's rare that a team led by a guy is younger than Anthony Edwards. I know he's been in the league 4 years, but he's only 22. You know, just I've been thinking about that all week. It was like Kareem, you know, Milwaukee won a championship in his second year. You know, the Spurs won a title in Tim Duncan's second year. You know, that the Heat won the title D-Wade's third year. It doesn't happen that often, but, you know, with these guys coming in the league so young and, you know, having playoff reps, because this is his third playoff, it could just be one of those things where Minnesota's ready to do this now, and it feels like just watching them play Denver the way they have, it feels like they're the team to beat.
Jay Davis with us. I was going to ask you a question, but I'm totally distracted by your adorable children. Where are you headed? What are you guys doing?
We are on our way to Panama City by way of Nashville. We're stopping in Nashville for like a day and a half.
Nice.
You know, just to hang out there, probably take them to the zoo tomorrow, and then we'll go to the beach for a week.
There you go. Well, that doesn't suck. I get to go to Pimlico. How about that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'll be all right. Yeah, I'll be all right.
PGA coming up. You got.
Oh, we'll be busy
down there. You got the PGA coming up. You know, next week it should be a lot of fun for you guys.
It's already starting to ramp up. The town, you can tell, is getting excited about it. It's fun. It's fun when those kinds of events come by, right? You know, the Derby is awesome, and we get – but, you know, I don't want to say we take it for granted, but we're used to it, I think is probably the best way to say it. You know, getting events like this is really different. It's really fun. Did you cover the U.S. Open when it was up there recently?
No,
okay.
I didn't. Yeah, because I've never gone to – I went to, like – this is probably like 20 years ago. I went to a senior tournament at TPC Dearborn.
Okay.
And, you know, that was a lot of fun.
It is fun. Cover golf is fun. Yeah, it's fun to go to those, actually. Being on the course is fun. Texture wants to know, Jay, can Anthony Edwards be the face of the league if he's playing in Minnesota?
I think he's already almost there. You know, face of the league, so you think about, all right, the face of the league has never played for the Knicks, and one Laker, you know, Magic was one of the faces of the league. You know, you think about these big markets. The face of the league, like Chicago, I know Chicago's a big city, but in terms of like NBA markets, Chicago wasn't like a huge city when Michael Jordan got there. You know, Steph Curry plays in, I know San Francisco's a tech hub, it's a hub now. Steph Curry plays in San Francisco. LeBron spent most of his career in Cleveland. So, I mean, he's got the personality, the tenacity, and the game for it. I think he's already there. Particularly, a big part of it is, you know, is the sneaker. And right now, he's got the best sneaker out. I got a pair of them in my closet at home. Yeah. But, you know, just with that combination of marketability, you know, his personality and his play, I think he's already there. And plus, you got to keep in mind, I think it's going to be even more evident this summer when we go to the Olympics, because he's going to be on that team with Steph Curry, LeBron, Kevin Durant, you know, Jason Tatum, some of his contemporaries. But I think he's going to be the story of the Summer Olympics, even if they don't win a championship, just because, like I said, you know, his age, the marketability. I think the older guys are going to kind of defer to him in a way that makes that his team, kind of like Magic Bird did in 92 with Jordan.
Yep.
So I think he's already there.
Jay Davis with us. We'll get you out of here on this. I'll let you get back to the kids this morning. Would you have suspended Jamal Murray?
He should have gotten suspended. You know, I didn't even see him throw that towel at first. So he threw a towel,
yeah,
and then it didn't get accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, and then he decided to throw something else. So they're kind of, I don't know what's going on with him right now. You know, that kind of started when Mike Malone lost it on the ref, even though everybody was losing on that ref at that point because Anthony Edwards was in his face too. But,
sure.
Yeah, I think he should have gotten suspended. I mean, I guess I understand why they wouldn't suspend him. I guess they don't want him to go down, you know, 0-3, even though I think at this point I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota swept him. I know some people think there's a possibility of a letdown, you know, tomorrow night with them being at home, but they haven't played at home in almost 2 weeks, you know, because they swept Phoenix. And, you know, Rudy Gobert hasn't played in a week, so that place is going to be a madhouse, and I think they're going to feed off that energy, and I think they're going to put Denver away this weekend.
Well, there you go. He's Jay Davis, presented by Lana Sports, L-A-N-A Sports. .com. Use his code, ABA20. It's the best code going. Get 20% off your purchase up there. Family-owned business in Indianapolis. Got all that great ABA gear for you. Jay, enjoy the drive, buddy. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
All right. See you, Jay. There you go. Well, Jay, go hang out with his family there. There you go. It's interesting. The only question I didn't get to ask him was, the older guys, are they going to get another title? So LeBron, what was your list? LeBron, Steph, and KD, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I think he would say no after that, right?
I think so.
He said something that I had not thought about, and you and I have talked about, and by the way, we're going to talk a lot of it, is the Olympic team this summer.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking Olympic team this summer. We're doing on this show, because I love that assemblage of players, and I think we're going to get back to USA basketball doing whatever it is that USA basketball does, like we do every 4 years. Thank God.
Win the gold medal every 4 years.
No, but like how serious the guys take it, Kobe running through Powell's chest, this kind of stuff. Is that the thing on social media that when people start telling that story, Zach, you don't? That's the one where it, if it comes up in my feed, I never skip past it.
No.
Because Wade's face, LeBron's face, like talking about Kobe, that sound when he hits Powell.
And then the stories, like, you know, they'll wake up at 7 in the morning or whatever, and Kobe just got done doing a second workout.
Correct.
Like, he gets up at 3 in the morning and starts working out.
Can you find the redacted version of that story? Because I think Wade drops an F-bomb in it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's your teammate. He's not my teammate today.
Not today.
It's going stuff, dude. Oh, man. A texter, can a don't button be deployed when a guest says you know for the 30th time? For the love of gravy, send them some grammar speech PDF to study. Okay.
You know, it's a great story.
Everybody's got a crutch, man.
Another great story about Kobe and Pau Gasol is Kobe was so mad about the 08 finals because that happened right before the Olympics when they got killed by the Celtics in game 6. Kobe left his gold medal in Pau Gasol's locker because he wanted Pau Gasol to toughen up because he needed him to toughen up so they could win the championship the next 2 years, and then they did. And then Pau Gasol was the best player in the 2010 finals and probably should have won the MVP.
Probably, yes. He turned into a fantastic professional. He was unbelievable.
Pau Gasol is a great
Just
player.
A great player.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
He is.
Yeah, good. Good. He should be.
He is. Yep. No, Pau's really, really, really good player. He was a Euro that didn't play like a Euro all the time. He kind of had a blended game. It was like half American, half Spanish. Like, really. I mean, it was really a blended sort of version. So he still had the touch of a European player, right?
Yeah.
Still had the passing ability, but he could go back to the basket, do all that stuff. He was really good, man.
Whoever the guy who ran the Grizzlies back then should be arrested because he just also gave Pau Gasol away for nothing.
Handed him for nothing.
That's the famous trade that Stephen A. Smith went after Kwame Brown and called him a bona fide scrub.
Where Stephen A was right.
I mean,
Texter Biscuit saw a meme on Facebook yesterday that implied that Gobert Cat would beat David Robinson Duncan in two on two. What do you guys say? I agree with that meme. Those two guys are awesome, but Cat and Gobert Cat. Sorry, not Anthony Edwards and Cat. No, never mind. The Spur guys win.
Gobert is clearly the third guy. It's Ant-Man, then Cat, then Gobert.
Right.
Not even close.
Now, if you change Gobert Cat to Anthony Edwards and Cat, 2-on-2 against Duncan and Robinson. Then I'll have that conversation.
Gobert should not be a part of any 2-on-2 conversation.
Correct.
Ever.
Correct. That's a weird meme that way. Is Vlade Divac in the Hall of Fame? I'm almost positive Vlade Divac in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Is Vlade? I don't think Vlade's in the Hall of Fame.
What? Vlade Divac.
What a great... He was traded for Kobe.
Yeah, it was. Serbian basketball player?
Vlade is in the Hall of Fame.
You darn right he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. Well, if he's in, we know the Pau Gasol's in.
That's right.
By the way, the guy did average 12, 8, and 1.5 blocks a game. I mean, it's not like he had a bum career or something. No. That guy was really good.
You know who was fun to watch? Those early 2000 Sacramento Kings teams.
No doubt.
Vlade, Weber, Bibby.
Yep, they were loaded. Those were fun teams.
Peja Stojakovic.
Those series with the Lakers were legendary, dude.
Oh, they were
great.
Well, it's been proven that the officials screwed them in game 6, right, and they just openly allowed the Lakers to win.
Yeah.
Kings should have been the 2002 NBA champs.
I agree with that.
Because they would have destroyed the Nets just like the Lakers did.
Yeah, they were a really good team. Yeah. So, yeah. Born in Yugoslavia. I think where is he now? He's president of the Serbian Olympic Committee now.
Oh, Vlade?
My man's getting that. He's getting that slush.
Didn't Vlade run the Kings or something like that recently?
He's getting that slush money.
Yeah.
Vlade's getting that Serbian slush money. I like it. Let's go. Oh, man. He does a ton. I don't know if people know this about Vlade, but he is a member of the World Sports Humanitarian Hall of Fame. Guy does so much good work, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, believe it or not. So there you go. But no, those early series, especially those Lakers-Kings series, were just legendary. They're fantastic. Because you're right, Mike Bibby, I think he got a bad reputation because it was like the headband and some of the passes were no look and all that. Like, he was a gimmick.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Oh, like, he Bibby was just was a fantastic. Good
player. Yeah. White Chocolate was on those teams. Oh,
White Chocolate.
Yeah, no, but those, I mean.
Didn't White Chocolate get traded for Bibby?
I thought they were both on that team.
Bibby was a Vancouver Grizzly.
Yes.
Originally.
I don't, were they ever traded for one another? I don't remember that. I'll be honest.
Yeah, he was.
God, that's the kind of thing you remember and I don't.
He got traded for White Chocolate and Nick Anderson.
Oh, Nicky A. That's right. Nick Anderson.
Nick the Brick. Because he couldn't make a free throw against the Rockets.
He was a good player.
Oh, he was a great player. Yeah, remember, he stole the ball from Michael Jordan? He said, oh, 45. That's why Michael Jordan
Chris Webber's an underappreciated NBA player.
Well, timeout.
For a few years.
See what I did there?
I know. But, no.
No, he's a great player.
But between that and the Fab Five not having their banners anymore, like, people focus on that rather than how freaking good he was in the NBA.
No doubt.
But he played for the Kings.
Chris Webber was one of the
and
best.
And that's why, by the way, that's why that question, hey, can he do it in the Minnesota market, is a fair question. Because the NBA, we've talked about this on this show, they don't have the history that the NFL does of, like, hey, the Jaguars are good this year. Everyone's like, okay. The Texans are good. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Lamar goes to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Well, and we don't think any less of the Ravens.
No.
Right? Because they're in Baltimore or something.
Pittsburgh's not exactly a big city.
No, boom, exactly. Green Bay is in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. So it's a fair question from the texter as far as those things, because it did happen before.
Yes.
You didn't see Chris Webber on TV that much.
Chris Webber is one of the best passing forwards I've ever seen.
It's not even
fantastic. He was a great player. Yes. He was a great player for the first 46 minutes, and then when the game got close, you never wanted the ball in his hands.
Texter, I saved a lot of money by replacing my nightly sleep aid with NBA games. Louis, you know this, but the NHL playoffs are where it's at. I love both. I would take the NHL over the NBA, but I love both, and I'm especially in love with this NBA playoffs.
I will say this. You know what's
I didn't talk like this last year. I'll be honest.
You know what's great about having YouTube TV?
You can watch both at the same time.
Multi-view.
Oh, the multi-view.
So you can
awesome.
Watch both of them.
Totally agree.
It's one of the greatest inventions of all time is
Doug
the multi-view.
Doug Christie on that King
Doug
squad.
Christie.
Don't you dare say we're forgetting. Just bring it up. You're Co and Rabo and Co. We're not forgetting. You're part of the show.
No, we never
appreciate
forget
it.
Doug
437.
Christie.
Doug Christie, man.
Bobby Jackson.
Texter, is Bobby V going to talk horse racing today since you took all his topics? Hito Turkoglu. Oh, Hito.
Hito was on those teams.
Oh,
people
man.
Forget.
Stojakovic. Oh, yeah. Stojakovic. They were loaded, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, everybody remembers Hito with the Magic, but Hito started his career with the Kings. And
he's
then
a good player, man.
Went to San Antonio for a moment.
You know your country's proud of its history when Turk is in your last name and you're from Turkey.
That's right.
That's good stuff, man.
God, he killed the Cavs in 09.
Oh, he saw Hito, dude. He's so good, man.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, run TMC.
And then he got traded.
Damn right.
Yeah,
then
he went to the Raptors for a bunch of money, and we never heard from him again.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. All right, well, we'll take our final break here. I'll come back afterwards. Sign up expert. SignUpExpert.com/horse racing. SignUpExpert.com/horse racing. It's not actually just horse racing. They got your sports and your fantasy sites as well. Best sign up offers in your area. Automatically goes to wherever it is that you live. So maybe you live somewhere where there isn't sports wagering, but you don't know, hey, there are fantasy sites available in your jurisdiction. Go check those out. And frankly, man, I love playing, for example, Underdog Fantasy. I think the higher lowers on there are just as fun. Three-leg parlays, you know, that kind of stuff between different games. I hit one last night, Zach, because our guy Halliburton actually went over in the first quarter. But I needed that and two other legs from the day before. I was texting back and forth with Andy Sweeney about that one. But very, very fun app. So go check that out. SignUpExpert.com/horse racing. As always, 437-9680 on our UPS Jobs text line. If you text me and want that link, I'll text it right back to you. One more segment. We'll get you into Bobby V next here. Rabo & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7.
Here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabo.
All right, welcome back in. Final segment on a weird, weird Thursday edition of the show. We heard Jay Davis's kids screaming at him in a car in Ohio. We talked cartoon characters on cereal boxes, and we asked Ben Roberts what he has on the front of his refrigerator. This is a bizarre show.
I just learned Mateen Cleaves was on the 2002 Sacramento Kings.
He was?
I forget that.
He was drafted 13th by the Pistons, and they traded him pretty much right away.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
The Pistons
NBA.
Were so bad, they
How
drafted
bad
him
they?
Just to sell tickets, and they had him greet new players at the airport.
They drafted him in 2000? Is that right? Yeah. Well, they won the title 4 years later. They couldn't have been that bad.
At the time, they were that bad, and then they made all those moves.
Is that when they lost Grant Hill and got Ben Wallace in the signing
Correct.
Trade?
Correct.
There was another. I think it was.
So Tayshaun had been drafted.
They traded Stackhouse for Rip Hamilton because
yep.
Michael Jordan, because he wanted to play with Stackhouse because Stackhouse was a slow player.
The great what ifs in sports are all over the place, but one of my favorites for my personal team, so the Pistons, of course, is they draft Darko Milicic instead of anyone else in that draft. But did that work out for them because it didn't bleep with the chemistry of that team and they won the title?
Yeah, but what would have happened if they got Melo when they've won like four titles instead of one?
He never won a title.
No, but he might have with that team.
I don't know. That's the point. He's a ball stopper. They needed Rip Hamilton to be moving. They needed Chauncey to be on the perimeter. They needed Rasheed to have the ball. They needed Tayshaun to be a three-point.
Yeah, because if Melo's on that team, Tayshaun doesn't get as many minutes.
That's what I'm saying. He's a way better defender. It's not even a question.
They should have drafted Wade. That's the guy they should have picked.
Probably.
If D. Wade's on that team, they win.
Well, if D. Wade's on that team, then they can move on from Chauncey at some point instead of having to bring in AI.
And they ultimately did. Yeah, they ultimately did
right.
trade Chauncey
but
for
what
AI.
I'm saying is then Wade's there for a lot longer time, or maybe he's not. Maybe he just leaves anyway. But my point is, did they actually benefit to win that title because they had Darko and they weren't going to play him?
Yeah.
Did they force their own hand by Joe Dumars being a bum in the draft?
What if they drafted Bosch? Would that have worked? Because Bosch was the fourth pick. It was... LeBron,
Milicic. That draft's an all-timer. I mean, yeah. It's not even a thing. I mean, it's an all-timer
Three of
draft.
Them played together, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, but it's an all-timer of a draft. And I just, you know, sometimes it's addition by subtraction and yeah. not having that other dude on the team from the 03 draft because it was that season.
Yes, it was. What they call Darko, the human victory cigar?
You damn right. He carved out like 8-9 years of the league. Good for him. Whatever.
Did he really?
Yes. Look it up. Oh, man, you can answer that. But, yeah, man, oh, man. By the way, I went into an article today about the transfer portal in college basketball, and I want to be very honest with this audience. I do not keep up with it in the way that, say, a Mark Ennis or a Steve Rummage or these kinds of guys are just glued in constant time looking at the portal. But, dude, this article is 100 teams in all the major conferences and just everything going on with them as far as it's on ESPN.com. Who wrote this one? This is Borzello. I can't imagine even assembling this thing in the most ridiculous way, but essentially it's departed, expect to leave, in limbo, and expected to return. And just the number of teams where it just says expected to return none or like one dude. It is stunning how quickly the sport turned into everybody's new, everybody's leaving, and all of us just kind of accept it. But I did smile, and I hope Zach... Oh, there he goes. Okay. So I hope Zach... I smiled because... You know who's got a bunch of guys actually coming back that are pretty good and has a bunch of good transfers coming in? Is Damon Stoudemire at Georgia Tech.
Yes.
And the only reason that makes me smile...
Oh, one of the all-time soundbites.
That soundbite was the sound of the year for me. Not even a question. In college basketball
last
year...
Got our ass whooped.
Shh. Got that ass whooped. Questions? just how defeated the guy is. It's just all of us have been in that spot.
Didn't he win more games last year than KP in two? How many games did Georgia Tech win last year?
Great question.
I know they beat North
14
Carolina.
14 and 18 last year.
Yeah, they beat North Carolina and they beat Duke. They beat a lot of good teams.
They were 7-13 in the ACC last year. A reminder that Notre Dame was also 7-13 last year. But just that moment with him sitting down. He knows there's nothing he can do about it. He asked to answer questions about how poorly his team played. All of us have been in this spot at some point in
got
our
that
lives.
Ass whooped.
Just such a moment of honesty. You ever just lose an argument with someone and you just have to sit down and you just, you know, I got my ass whooped. Like, it just happens.
Yeah, sometimes you
got
to take
sometimes
the L.
Sometimes you just take the L, that's right. And that's him taking the L in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah,
I
good
love
for
it,
him. That's how you know he's going to be a good coach.
Oh, man. Hey, Zach, coming down the text line. If Sean Kemp went to Kentucky, what if?
Oh, boy. Kemp. Yeah, that's a good what if. When would Sean Kemp have been at Kentucky? Would that have been...
Well, those 90s teams, right?
Yeah, I think so. When was...
Ooh, That Is Shame is a good one, too.
He was drafted in 89. Yeah, That's Shame. That's a great
That
one.
Is Shame was a really good one. Is he coach the Kings, actually? Of all things, he does, right? Yeah, there you go. Another Kings reference. How about that? But yeah, man, I get that ass whooped. I mean, just how he says it, he just so resigned.
Nobody... Sean Kemp was the guy, like, when you look at... Remember the lockout in 99?
Okay.
Sean Kemp became really fat from after that, and his career was never the same. He was a great player in Seattle, and then he went to Cleveland. And just
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. God, the Cleveland years.
But he played for the Jailblazers. Remember the Jailblazers?
I do. But, man, the guys who went through Seattle when they had a team, dude.
Kemp.
Just, yeah. Oh,
Detlef Schrempf.
Yeah.
Payton.
Just murderers, man. They were great. Oh, just great.
Kendall Gill.
Oh, Kendall Gill. Good one. That's a good pull.
Illinois.
If they even get moderate improvement at Georgia Tech next year, we're just going to play his post-game press conference. I love him.
Oh, you remember?
Damon's great.
Seattle had a team in 96 that won 64 games and probably would have won the championship in most other years, but they ran up against the 72-win Bulls.
So here's something that you turned me on to as far as an article on CBSSports.com, and this was the best coaches at their alma maters the last 15 years. And the worst coaches at their alma maters the last 15 years, and obviously there is local interest here. We have at least a chance for a local coach to make this list. We have two. And that's Woody up at IU, and that's obviously Mark Pope at UK.
He's a mixed bag. Yeah.
Right.
He was a mixed bag.
Yeah. But, you know, we can see he is in the mixed bag, right? Indiana to present. Neither of Woodson's two most recent predecessors in Indiana did anything worth mentioning in the first three seasons. And by the time Archie Miller was fired, it had been 5 years since the Hoosiers reached the NCAA tournament. He immediately came in and got IU to consecutive NCAA tournaments. They regressed to 19-14 and missed the tournament last year. He has a strong class of transfer entering. Hey, this one could go either way.
Mm.
The more interesting one on there, I think, is Juwan Howard. Because that is an absolute mixed bag of high-level stuff, number one seed, Elite Eight, all that stuff, and then just down in flames 8-24 last season.
By the way, the best guy was Matt Painter on the list.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
We'll
get there.
The top of the good list. Well, I brought up Woody, and you brought up the mixed bag, so I went to mixed bag.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway.
But Penny Hardaway was in the mixed bag as well, which I disagree with. I think, actually, he's been very good at Memphis.
I'm surprised Shaheen Holloway is already in mixed bag because he's only been there 2 years and they just won the NIT.
I think they're better than what we thought they were going to be right away.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job again.
The ultimate mixed bag is Kevin Ollie because
Kevin
Ollie was objectively a terrible coach, but he won a championship, so you got to give him that.
Matt Painter at the top. Fred Hoiberg second, his time at Iowa State. Hubert Davis currently. Jamie Dixon currently. And John Shire currently. And I think the inclusion of Jamie Dixon is a really, really good one. So I think Jamie Dixon's doing an underrated good job at TCU.
Wings on brought onion rings. Interesting.
Man. Did James pop in to tell you that?
Yes.
Fantastic. I love this place. Look at James Black. I like that. Kenny Payne, the top of the bad list. And I wanted to simply ask this question. Will anyone ever go 12-52 at their alma mater again?
No.
In the Power Five?
No.
I hope not. For whoever's fan base that is, I hope that bleep never happens again.
Kim Anderson.
Tom Chambers wife reference coming down on the
Tom
text line.
Tom Chambers.
Go,
what
I
a
love that.
Ultimate throwback.
Sigma coming down on the text line.
Jack Sigma?
Gosh.
Oh, man.
Kim Anderson at Missouri. That was a dumpster fire.
Dennis Johnson. See,
Eddie Jordan at Rutgers.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing is fourth.
Yeah.
And a guy who doesn't get enough hate is Chris Mullin at St. John's.
Mullin was terrible.
He should get way more hate.
At least Patrick Ewing won a Big East tournament.
Chris Mullin was 20-52, man.
Yeah,
in conference games.
Yeah, that's
20-52. God, in New York City, man.
Yeah.
Keeping score. Notable recents at their alma maters. Mark Gottfried at Alabama, of course. That Mata's back at Butler. Laval Jordan at Butler. Mick Cronin at Cincinnati, of course, he's still active, but at UCLA.
Drexler was 1939. He was terrible.
Dumpster fire in Houston. That's a really good one. Ollie won as many titles as Cal at his alma mater.
That's true.
Coming down the text line.
Yeah, the best ones are Roy Williams at North Carolina, Gary Williams at Maryland, and
I always forget that Ben Johnson went to Minnesota and is coaching Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I also didn't know until very recently, and then it came back up in this article, Gary Williams played at Maryland. I didn't know that.
You sure did.
So I actually didn't remember that. It just, you know, he started his career in 1989. That guy's way underrated in basketball.
He coached at Ohio State right before he went to Maryland. Gary Williams did.
God, that's right. But he's an underrated coach, too.
Absolutely.
We all make fun of the sweating and all that stuff, but he was a really, really good coach.
Well, he won a national title at Maryland, and Maryland's been nothing since he left.
and none of those players went on to really productive NBA careers. Like,
Juan Dixon, he got the
best out of those
Lonnie
guys.
Baxter.
It was a good team in 2001. They beat Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
Their best player in the NBA was Steve Blake.
Right. Boom. Thank you. Yes. good point. Yes.
Steve Blake didn't. He was decent in the NBA.
Yeah. Some of the other ones with Bob Huggins at West Virginia, I don't think of that as a mixed bag at all. I think they were good under him.
Yeah.
Chris Mack at Xavier, that was a success.
That worked.
Not even a question.
No question. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Beard at Texas, we'll see.
Well, Bob Huggins thinks he's in Columbus right now.
What is Bob Huggins doing right now?
Do we want to know?
Is he on his fourth hot dog?
Today.
Obviously, Red Autry and Jim Boeheim listed for Syracuse as well. But Shaheed Holloway, man, 42-28. I think he's going to work out.
I do, too.
I wonder if that's the kind of job, because he's just, you know, that he's so used to Jersey and all those things, if he just stays.
Yeah.
You know, he makes $1.5 million and he gets to stay there. And,
sure.
You know, it's just one of those. Texter Steve Francis coming down the text line. Love that.
Stevie Franchise.
Gary Williams, one of the historical coaches that looked like the mascot. Yeah, he did look like a turtle. That is fair.
Steve Francis had one of the great draft moments ever, because he was about to cry when he got drafted by Vancouver, because he made it clear he didn't want to go there because he didn't want to play in Canada, and they picked him anyway. Say it didn't work out.
Remember when Locke crushed David Padgett for going 22-14?
Oh, yeah. The good old days.
The good old days, dude. Expectations, man. Boeheim and Syracuse just there forever. It's a mixed bag. I agree. Boeheim's tenure is a very mixed bag. He was like one Final Four a decade, essentially.
No, it's an unqualified success. No doubt. It's a success. He won a title. It's not a mixed bag. No.
And a ton of games, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Steve Francis is better than Steve Blake. I agree with that, actually. All right, let's get after it here. Time to get into Bobby V, and then, of course, Roundtable, 3 o'clock, music playing. That means we are out of here. His name is Atkin Trell, and mine is Louis Rabeau. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We'll preview a little bit of horse racing. I haven't booked anyone yet, I'm not going to lie. But we'll get into that as well. The final prep for the Belmont is on Saturday, and, of course, running back at Churchill Downs on Saturday, so we'll help you out with those picks as well. Man, back at 10 tomorrow. You better be too. See you then.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.